On capetalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DStv channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
25 minutes to 12 o'clock. A very good morning to you and welcome to the show. I'm Zane Johnson in for Lester Kivett until 12 o'clock. Joining us on the show is Amy Ray Rispel, and she takes your calls, as well as Waleed Ajwa. And also on the team is Johannes Sabeto, who plays out your voice notes. And just in a little while, we'll have an open line. So get those calls coming in on 0214460567 or on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. Now, if we could go back and teach ourselves any of the life lessons from our careers or working experiences, what would that actually be like? I wonder if I would have stayed a teacher if I never ventured into radio many years ago. What would you share with your, the younger version of you? If you have a son or a daughter, would you tell them to become what you are? And what advice would you offer? What mentorship could you actually share from that? And we've decided to get somebody who has spent 3 decades in property and the lessons learned over those years. Franz Gmeiner has learned tangible lessons along the way as a property expert, chartered accountant, and real estate advisor. Franz, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on board. And 30 years in the commercial property business, you know, reflecting on those 30 years. You know, commercial property business in this time of the pandemic, talk to us about the impact of the pandemic and how you actually sort of able to navigate yourself for those first couple of months of the pandemic until you finally saw, oh, here's a little bit light at the end of the tunnel, Franz.
Yes, thank you for asking. As we all know, this pandemic came upon us suddenly without warning. Early March last year, there was no conversation about pandemic or lockdown. End of March, we got told we're locking down. In our commercial property space, we have two different portfolios, one being hotel hospitality and also commercial properties. As can be imagined, the hotel portfolio got severely hit, as in lockdown meaning zero times zero is zero. And it's been very hard and a big struggle since that time with some light in the tunnel here and there. We're very grateful and thankful, however, that our commercial properties, that means now our industrial buildings, our retail properties, have actually done, despite the circumstances, done exceptionally well. So we are very lucky that we managed to mix the good with the bad and the ugly. And, of course, lessons were learned. We learned to tighten the belt. We learned to pay attention to detail. And above all, we learned to pay attention to, relearn to pay attention to our tenants and the people that work with us, our service providers. Yeah, it's been a haul, but we are very fortunate that we've come out at the other end, if not unscathed, at least in one piece. A little bit better than Bruce, but we are looking forward to what's happening next.
Chatting this morning to the CEO at Orion Real Estate, Franz Gmeiner. What are some of the decisions that you've had to take very quickly to ensure the survival of your business, Franz?
Well, if we look at the hospitality part of our business, we've had to learn how to deal with a shutdown, meaning unfortunately staff had to go on temporary layoff. We've had to physically turn off the lights, turn off the taps, making sure that the security is in place and so on. And urgent and immediate decisions had to be taken, looking at our cost structures, cutting costs wherever possible, and so forth. On the commercial property side, equally so, particularly during the hard lockdown April last year, where people were effectively prohibited from moving around. Again, safety security was a big issue. We've had to pass rent concessions to many of our tenants, including some national tenants, which of course hurt the cash flow. But again, the lessons were learned that one can do more with less. We learned skills that we didn't know we had. Many of our people had to multitask. We had to learn what a Zoom or a Teams meeting is all about, this virtual thing we weren't really au fait with. And we've learned to communicate via cyberspace and so forth. So many, many lessons have been learned, hard lessons, some painful lessons. But I think in the end, it's been better for us.
chatting property and 3 decades in property. And actually what we're chatting about is the lessons that you've learned over those years. And would you actually give your child, what is the advice that you would give your child? What mentorship could you share with people in the same space that you are? Because I think when you're looking at work and work environments, and especially now the other day when I was having a look and when I was chatting to people in terms of buying a vehicle, the gentleman said to me, we would like our salespeople to stay with us for a very long time, because in 4 or 5 years, when the gentleman who bought the car comes in to trade it back in again, he would like to see the same sales force working in his business. And that was quite striking, because, you know, in terms of people move around much quicker these days. And we're chatting to Franz Gemeine, who's the CEO at Orion Real Estate. Franz, rent concessions and, you know, how long is real estate agents able to sort of assist a tenant when it comes to concessions? Because it must have been difficult for you in the property business when people were not making money, when hotels were not making money. They were looking at you as the property investor or the property person saying, how can you help me? So were you able to help people?
Of course, not as much as we would have liked, or not as much as the tenant would have liked. The reality is financial institutions gave a payment holiday for 3 months. Thereafter, payment commenced. Certain things like rates and tax concessions and other fixed costs, insurance, some payment concessions in terms of delayed payments. However, the cost did not stop. So from our perspective, we're very fortunate that our gearing, meaning loans, are very low. Many of our properties have no mortgages against them, so they're ungeared, meaning that we could sustain that onslaught. And, of course, the cash flow got hit severely, but we could manage through that, which would have been very, very different if we had a large mortgage debts against the properties.
Mm. You've been in this game for 30 years, and you've seen a number of shifts, and you're probably seeing one of probably the most striking shifts at the moment, Franz. In your experience since COVID last year and at the beginning of this year, are people looking at smaller offices, at more available space where they can work in, Wi-Fi is available, they can do their business for a week or two and then back down again? Are you seeing more innovative things happening in the property space?
Absolutely. The innovation certainly has started some years back with the pay-as-you-go or the Regus kind of office model, where you rent a desk or a room for a day or an hour, and that's going to be growing. Also, of course, work from home has taught us that one doesn't necessarily have to be in a physical environment. Having said that, and I say this all the time, teams, and we can learn from sporting teams, do not do their training and teamwork in isolation. They have to be on the same pitch together to understand each other better and to work as a team in order to aspire to win that cup or that medal. Now, so business teams are no different. So when business teams are now scattered all over, and now we rely only on cyberspace to so-called virtually keep us together, it's not the real deal. It is an emergency measure, and it has a use, but ultimately teams will again have to congregate. However, having said that, large, elaborate office buildings, those monuments to somebody's big ego, I think those will certainly become a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. Deloitte's are known to have declared that they're permanently disbanding the office environment. People will permanently work from home or remotely. So this, certainly the office market has been disrupted significantly. So, things like residential conversions will play a role. That will maybe help a little bit. Retail also has been disrupted because we learned that we can buy things online in a delivery vehicle or motorbike or deliver it in short time. However, certain convenience things will stay as they are. As far as I know, you cannot have your hair cut online or your nails done online and stuff like this, and the convenience bread and milk. It's good to do this on the way home. So convenience retail, commuter retail, that is here to stay and growing. Township retail is certainly growing in leaps and bounds. And again, in industrial warehousing distribution, that's growth areas where there's certainly opportunity for property investors to grow their portfolios.
Mm. And I think that those empty spaces that are standing there at the moment with, you know, the innovation that's happening around those spaces will from time to time be filled again. But what I have found, and we're chatting this morning to Franz Gemeiner, who's the CEO at Orion Real Estate, Franz, is that people don't want 100 and 150 square meter store for a small business. A small business now wants a 40 square meter store. He wants a 50 square meter store where he can trade and have a shop space and then also create an online space. So what would your top three most important life lessons be for a property investor? Because, you know, it's a very shaky market at the moment.
I think if we stay with the property investment, number one, property is not a piggy bank or a get-rich scheme. A person entering the property space must do this because they love property and they have a huge passion for it. So number one, certainly has to be passion. Number two, an incredible amount of work ethic and tenacity, because if one doesn't get stuck in and involved and proverbially climb onto a rooftop or go into a backyard or a sewer area, if one's not prepared to do that, you're not going to be successful. And let's do the ugly parts of it as well. And then above all, then continue and have relationships. One needs to have a good relationship with your financiers. You need to have a good relationship with your tenants, and you need to have a good relationship with your colleagues and your service providers. If one doesn't have those relationships, particularly when things are tough, a lack of a relationship will not cause things to happen. So therefore, it's very important to have good relationships all around.
Mm. You've been named top employer for 7 consecutive years by the Top Employers Institute. Tell us about that very proud achievement with your management team doing the right thing.
Thank you for asking that. We've not doing this in the last year or two. It's a subscription service with a Swiss-based organization. And what they do, they send out auditors to come and audit the human resources, HR practices and processes, and how one deals with people. And I'm very proud to say that in our organization, we've been a team-based organization for probably close on 20 years. We do a regular team coaching with all our teams. It was suspended during COVID. That is true, but we're restarting that now. And what we're finding is when teams, and we're talking sometimes teams at a pretty much lower level, not only the executives, i.e. a maintenance team could get around a table and be able to talk about their life, their circumstance, their stresses, their strengths. And we allow people also to talk about their families and whatnot. So by having a team around a table to share their experiences, to share their life, actually is like the glue that makes it more cohesive for them. And what we're finding, teams that buy into the concept of team coaching are certainly better performing. They are prepared to go the extra mile, and they look out for each other, versus teams who are not cohesive certainly don't look out for each other.
So what's next for Franz Gemeiner, the CEO of Orion Real Estate? I was actually going to ask if any of your children followed in your footsteps, but probably did. What's next for you, Franz?
I'll deal with the children first, and I think that's an early comment you made I'd like to respond to. If my advice to anyone out there would be, as far as the career is concerned, absolutely follow your passion. Follow what you love doing. Do not become an accountant because your uncle is an accountant or somebody tells you that it's a high-paying job or whatever. I've changed career midstream at the age of 40. I moved from being a senior partner with this medium-sized auditing firm to becoming a full-time property professional, and I had to make that jump. So for us, it would be, and for myself, I'm very fortunate and very blessed that I'm in a job and a career that I love doing. And it doesn't mean that the stresses and strains are not there and the challenges are not there. The challenges are always there. However, when one does things with passion, it becomes easier to overcome those. Our children are not in the business because the same advice I've given to them, they must follow what their passion is. And if they eventually come back into the business, I'll be very happy and be grateful, but I do allow them to follow their dreams and their careers. So what's next for Franz Gemeiner? At a young 63, nowhere near retirement, I think there are things to do. I think we need to expand our portfolio. I need to build on some of the expensive and hard lessons learned. Along the way, I've made many, many mistakes, expensive mistakes. I've also sometimes not always had the right kind of relationships with financiers and service providers. I think the lesson there is do not make the same mistake again. So for me, it will be to build on what we have and also to cultivate and train up guys who can follow. No one lives forever. There's always somebody to follow to eventually hand over the baton to the next person or to the next team who will follow from there. In other words, we're not selling out. We're not going away. We're not moving over to foreign shores. We're here to stay, and we want to make a difference. I know it is a cliche almost to make a difference, but in our small way, even if it's helping a little computer center in a township or little things here and there, we can do this and want to continue doing that.
Frans Gemeiner, CEO at Orion Real Estate, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations once again on being named top 7 employer consecutive years by the Top Employers Institute, and then also for having spanned a career of 30 years in the property and property investment and giving us some sage advice and some great advice as to what to do when times get difficult and time gets tough. I'm Zane Johnson, and this is The Morning Review until 12.